Okay. Now, we were talking about the impressions, and you were talking about the molds. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a rolling pin. Now, I know you do, too. Mm-hmm. You had one with you. And I don't think that these make impressions as well
yeah.
as maybe your molds do.
No, the rolling pin is actually less. A baker would not use a rolling pin.
Okay.
They look nice. They're nice. They are nice antiques. They look good on the shelf. But by the time you roll out the dough and you impress the dough with a certain cookie mold, now the cookie mold depends on the deeper the carving is in the wood, the more it will stand out after baking. So when you buy a cookie mold, it is very important that you look how deep the carving goes into the wood.
Okay.
Because the deeper the carving, the more better the cookie will look later on. Now, for people who do not know what we are talking about, the Springerle is a white cookie, and it has to rest overnight, so get a hard crust. And the wooden molds are usually 4 or 6 or 8 pictures, and we roll out the dough, and then we press very hard the wooden mold into the dough, and then we use a knife and cut the cookies out. Then we let it dry overnight, so the outside will get air dried, and then when we bake it the next day, the cookie lifts straight up. It does not expand to the left and to the right, and that's where the word Springerle comes from. It springs up to double the size.
Oh, okay, that's where the spring works.
And the cookie basically doubles in size. And it will not get brown on the top. You have to make sure you leave the oven door a little open, cannot be too hot. And the bottom of the cookie can only be lightly golden brown. And if you leave that in 2 minutes too long or 3 minutes too long in the oven, that gets harder and harder. And then obviously people here in America expect a soft cookie. Mm-hmm. So we don't bake it too long. But
well, JJ, we have a listener on the line. He may have a question or want to share one of his experiences with us. Good morning, Woody. You're live on Too Many Cooks.
Yeah, it might be out of context here, but I was at the German restaurant in San Francisco called Speckman's, and it was the best German food I've ever eaten.
Oh, is that right? Uh-huh.
And I just thought, you said German food, and it just brought back memories from about 1982.
Oh, wow. Well.
Oh, and well, is that when you were in that restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh,
2600 block of I think South Mission.
Do you remember what delicacies you had while you were there?
Oh my gosh, just the meat and the potatoes. But it just you know, when you were all talking about German food, it was just like 1982 just rolled backwards.
Well, great. Well, we're happy to bring back such happy memories for you.
20 years,
keep up
yeah.
the good
yeah.
work and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to
you. Well,
Woody,
stay on the line so we can get your information, because we'd like to send you a little something for calling in and listening to Too Many Cooks.
Well, certainly. Okay. I appreciate that.
Have a good holiday.
Thanks for listening and call
holidays.
In again soon.
I just love your show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Well, now, I wanted to ask you, JJ, about the fact that you dry the cookies, that's what really makes the difference in whether the little design stays mm-hmm. really clear, doesn't it? Doesn't it make a difference in it, too?
Yeah. If you bake it right away, the top would basically just almost disappear. Okay. It will not stand out quite as nice. And it is a very eye-appealing cookie.
Mm-hmm. You showed us earlier almost looked like fine lace. It was so intricate. You know, it was.
I have cookie molds from 3 inches or 2 inches by 4 inches. Two cookie molds who are 12 inches. I brought you one today, which is a reproduction of the mold from 17th century cookie. And it shows the last meal with all the apostles sitting around and it is absolutely beautiful, beautiful carved by wood.
It sure is.
And that obviously that Springerle cookie, you know, is like 2 pounds. So that is a little too hard to dip in the coffee.
Yes, exactly. How do you keep the cookies now best? You know, you said that most Americans like them soft. So how do we do that?
Well, usually in our store, they're usually soft, I would say, for about 4 or 5 days. And then what a lot of people do, and I recommend, is to put them in a can or in a plastic bag or Ziploc bag and put an apple in it. Now, you cannot, that doesn't mean you cannot keep them forever, obviously. They might get moldy or something, so you don't want to do that either. A lot of people freeze them. I have people who, in fact, I had one customer, he bought himself one of those cigar humidifier for $200, and he puts them in there. He buys like 10, 15 pounds and keep them moist that way.
Oh, he uses his cigar humidifier for
it. He bought one. They're just for that.
You know?
When
my
you say
goodness.
Put an apple in there, you're saying just slice a couple of
pieces? No, just a regular apple.
Just a whole apple?
Whole apple. You know, that's apple is like 80% moisture. It doesn't hurt nothing. And it doesn't affect the flavor per se. And actually, you try to prevent the moisture of escaping. Or, you know. And that works quite well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're talking about customers, regular customers. What have some of the people said to you this year or in past years about what Springerlee's, I mean, they get so excited when they come and find them there, you know, how they respond?
We have people, first of all, about 3 years ago, the Food Network came and they taped for 9 hours in our store. Then they reduced it to 10 minutes, and then they made a Christmas special, and they showed it for the last 3 years, like every year, 4 or 5 times. And after this show nationwide in the Food Network, people called from all over the United States, and people cry when they got the cookies. In fact, yesterday I got two calls of somebody who said, you know, he just want to thank me for having the cookie and bringing back good memories and stuff like that. And it makes you really feel good. You know, we got over the years hundreds of letters, and it is a really sentimental cookie because your grandmother or your mom used to make them, and after she passed away, you didn't have that particular cookie anymore. And since that has such a special shape, that's the one you remember most. The name, most other cookies don't have really a name. They're butter cookies or spritz cookies or something. But this cookie, that sticks out in everybody's mind, and those Springerlee molds usually get passed on from one generation to the next, obviously.